This is Jim.
Hi, Jim. Good morning. This is Emma from Local Splash. So, yes,
hi,
what's
Emma.
Going on? How can I assist?
Well, I've been looking at my progress with Local Splash since, I believe, April 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that we've done some good things on our account for Google and getting it re-verified and, you know, setting up the Google guarantee, but I don't feel like we're moving the dial anywhere beyond that. I have three different marketing companies that I am paying, and I am really looking very closely at every one of them. Your company, Local Splash, I've been with the longest. The other two, I've been with a much shorter time, and to be very specific, I've been with one for about 2 months, and I've been with another one for about 4 months, both working in different sectors of what I'm trying to achieve. The bottom line is I am trying to generate more online leads for DoorTex. Our lead generation is extremely low, where I'm not getting any return on my investment. And so I'm looking at the performance of everybody, and being that I've seen what you have done at Local Splash over the last year and roughly a half, is I see that we've had weekly postings to my GBP, and that's good and consistent. When I look at my Local Falcon account and I start seeing keywords and rankings and geogrids, I have not moved the dial at all. I remain number 4 on the Google pack. I've been there stuck for quite some time. I did get moved from about a number 7, which was about some time ago, to the number 4, and I do understand that everything does take time. But right now, I am seeing a very stagnant response. And when I look at Local Splash and what is happening, I feel that you're there to respond when something goes wrong, such as maybe a Google re-verification or, again, posting weekly, but I don't see a progressive attack to get into the 3-pack. My main 3 competitors have been consistently doing something right in the Google GBP to maintain positions 1, 2, and 3. My website, which I was under the understanding that my website was going to be enhanced for performance through Local Splash, has not been touched from my knowledge for the last year and a half. An example being that on the main page, there was an error that was showing up after a while due to the original website developer's programming. And that problem didn't get fixed at all by Local Splash. It did get fixed last month by the newest member of the marketing companies that I've hired. So I'm looking at Local Splash. I feel that we've kind of plateaued there. And so I'm looking to cancel for the time being so that I can isolate the performance of the marketing team that I'm going to choose to work with in the future for some time, to be able to measure their results independently of anybody else's involvement with our GBP or SEO in any nature, so that I can make sure that I'm getting the best return on my investments. So bottom line is that I'm going to cancel with you guys. I may come back to you in the future. I hope. I don't know what will happen. But at this point, I'm unable to measure performance effectively, and I have seen stagnation over a long course of time. So that's what's going on there, Emma.
I see. I totally understand the reason why you have come up with that decision. But let's talk about a few things, okay, before I move on with either canceling your account completely or putting it on temporary hold while you are trying to test the other marketing companies out there. So first, with regards to not being within the top three or the three pack, I'm not sure how, like, I understand you were using, like, some kind of a tool to check on that one. But before I called you, I did a research on my own. I searched for your keywords and, yeah, I'm actually seeing that the business is okay. It's ranking within the top three. So, like, have you tried doing a manual search of your business, like, say, garage door installation?
I do that constantly. That is one of the normal things that I do multiple times per day. Definitely several, multiple times per week. So I do Omnito searches. I do searches from different platforms, different computers, different phones, different iPads, just so that Google isn't picking me up and saying, hey, this is DoorCheck looking. So I am trying to become very incognito in my searches. And from those searches, I am not seeing the performance that I'm expecting to, that I'm expecting. My expectations are much higher from where we're at right now. And, I did look at the local splash dashboard and looked at all the keywords. Some of those, I don't know if the listing that is on the dashboard under keywords are if those are in just some kind of random order or what order they're posted. But even so, even if they're not posted by importance and just posted randomly, I see a lot of non-essential keywords that could be being focused on instead of the most relevant keywords. When I look at the list, I see the most relevant keywords scattered towards the end of the list or throughout the middle of the list, but not at the top of the list. Again, I don't know if there's any listing sequence on the dashboard, though. But that's my take on things.
I see. Well, as for the keywords, though, it's like on the Google Business Profile itself, it cannot be like arranged, or the arrangement or the sequence doesn't really matter as long as those keywords are on there. The moment it's optimized, then regardless of what sequence they're in, it should work. So that does not really affect the ranking. Like there's sequencing on.
That would be my common sense assumption on that, too. So I would agree with that, but I don't have factual information on that.
I see, and that's totally fine. Now, garage, this is DoorCheck, right? Okay, so.
Let you know.
Go ahead.
You're familiar with GeoGrids, correct?
I know it's a tool you use to check on your ranking, sir.
Okay, so I would say that my marketing company that is supposed to be working for me effectively would know very much what GeoGrids are and how to use them effectively to enhance my SEO and enhance my my positioning on Google. The fact that you're unaware of what GeoGrids are, and I would ask you, and I don't want to insult your intelligence or your experience or anything like that, I'm just finding out more information of the effectiveness of what I'm looking for in my marketing company. But, you know, GeoGrids are a very useful tool that if you are trying to rank and you are trying to find out what your competition is doing and how to outperform your competition using those tools, that would be very essential to a marketing company in my experience.
Honestly, sir, I would say I'm not sure if everyone knows about that. I just heard about it recently, but it's a very good feedback. So I'll check with the team and make sure that we're calibrated and make sure that we use that or I'm not sure if it's being used again. Like, I've just heard about it recently. So that's a very good take, a very good feedback, and I'll make sure to bring it up with the rest of the team. Now, as for your ranking, you mentioned like there is been it's been stagnant. You're checking on it, and right now you wanted to try the other marketing agencies. That's completely understandable. And you've mentioned also about your website not being optimized. The thing about your website is that I don't think we ever had access to it because we are promoting it as it is. So in terms of optimizing it or fixing an error that there was, that was ever there, that's not something that we can do not unless we were given full access to the website. And for websites that we promote as is, normally we don't have access to it. So I'm not sure where the disconnect was coming from, but again, with regards to the website, like I would say our hands are tied since we never had access to it. And
so,
then
Emma, go ahead. Well, go ahead.
So
we can stay on that. So two questions arise from that listening to this. One is, if you did have access to it, why didn't you ask for access in the opening of the account to start working for us? And then secondly, how is it that you're promoting our website with no access? So what are you doing for DoorTex.com? If you're promoting it, how are you promoting it?
We are promoting it as it is. Like every Google Business Profile, there's an option to promote a website. So currently your website is being promoted as it is. Like, we are not optimizing it.
So what specifically, what are you doing to promote it? Give me something, a recipe, a concrete, an ingredient of what it is. You're just telling me that you are promoting it as is, but how are you promoting it as is? What specifically is being done by Local Splash to promote the website as is?
Our main servicer is Local SEO, and part of it is making sure that all the business information, like the name, address, phone number, and a website on the Google Business Profile, stays accurate all throughout the online platform. So we made sure that on all the listings that there is, we are promoting that website. But again, in terms of optimizing the website in itself, that's not something that we've been doing since we don't have access to that, which also leads to your first question, why we never ask for access. Well, you've been with us for quite some time, so I do not know exactly what happened during the initial client onboarding, but normally we would ask the client if they would like their website to be promoted as it is or if they want us to create a website instead. The thing about client choosing to promote their own website is that we are totally hands off. We are not able to make edits to an existing client website. However, if they choose to go and have us create their own website, then that website that we're offering is highly customizable. And you can definitely optimize that anytime you request. So I'm not sure if that option was given to you when you first started, but that's definitely something that, again, that we can do if in case you allow us to create you a brand new website.
Okay, so for the last 18 months, that initial onboarding was overlooked, and for the 18 months, it has been continuously overlooked that no access to the website or promotion for the website with access has been utilized and implemented. So I understand that. No explanation needed on that anymore. Another question is Local Splash attempted to build any citations for DoorTex through uploading, correcting, making sure that all citations are the same NAP so that there's consistency across the board so that Google will identify and gain more trust with DoorTex?
I believe we're doing that like manually, sir. Our back office team are reviewing every time we optimize a listing. We do that like manually, check that all the NAPW are correct all throughout the platform. And I could go ahead and check if we're using a certain citation, but based on my knowledge, like we do that like manually for all your listings.
Okay. So I see from the dashboard that Local Splash has 7 listings that would be considered citations. One being Google Maps, Apple Maps, Bing, Yelp. So, Yellow Page Relevant. So there's only 7. When there should be roughly at minimum 50 to at least 100 different citations that should be verified across the spectrum to make sure there's consistency in NAP description and every information so that it coincides exactly character by character to what is listed on the GBP.
Mm-hmm.
So that has not been being done at all. So again, I'm seeing all these areas where it just seems like it was kind of set on go autopilot when we onboarded. And then when a situation arises, such as a delisting from Google or re-verification from Google, Local Splash has been excellent at handling that. But that's the only performance that I've got. Otherwise, it's just set and go. You know, there's no continuous working out of it. It's just, okay, let's just maintain. Nothing's broken. We're good. Other than the additional weekly post. That's the only thing that I'm seeing. So that's what's arrived at my decision at this time, Emma. I understand we can go back and forth in conversation about this or that and explain this and kind of all these different ideas. But in my review and analysis, I don't see that the support is at the level that I'm requiring and needing at this time, because DoorTech is falling way behind. Sales have plummeted because we're not getting the lead generation that we need to sustain growth, let alone survival.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to look at the chopping board and make sure that, one, I'm cutting, you know, all the excess out of it, and I am optimizing internally all the key components for this business. And I see, without a whole bunch of explanation and back and forth of trying to reconvince everybody, that Local Splash is on the chopping board right now. So my call yesterday was for cancellation of our services at this point in time. And after talking right now today, I feel very strongly about that and standing hold on that decision. So I would like to cancel service with Local Splash. If anything changes in the future, based upon what my needs will be, I will look back and say, hey, did Local Splash help out in this way? Yes, and then I can come back. But in the meantime, we need to discontinue the service.
I understand, sir. But before I actually go ahead and process your request or talk more about the cancellation thing, if I may say something about, like, you were expecting about, like, at least 50 citations, or I believe those are like more of listings, as we call it. Again, I do not know. I started handling your account like 4 months ago, and maybe it was a miss on my part, and I do apologize if I haven't really discussed about the other options that you could have, not until this moment. But with regards to the listings, yes, there are 7 listings they're currently listed on, and we consider them as the top directories, but that's not your only option. We have the so-called public directories. That's your option if you'd want to be listed on more directories, but considering that they are public, we encourage clients, especially those who are starting, to avoid them, because that's where usually telemarketers or scammers get their leads from. So we'd like to avoid you from getting a lot of unnecessary phone calls. But obviously, if you're not getting enough from the top directories, as you are like telling me now, then we could have listed you on the other directories, and that's still your option if in case you decide to stay. But you mentioned you're really considering about leaving, and you'll probably come back later on. So, sir, I respect your decision, and you made some valid points. So here's what I can do. Since you are still trying to test the other companies, especially since they're with you for just 2 or 4 months, the results of local SEO cannot really be shown in that short period of time. It takes consistency. So while you are trying to test the waters with the other companies, I can place your account on temporary suspension. So you don't have to start from scratch if in case you decide to come back. So instead of like, don't worry, while being on temporary suspension, there will be no charges at all, zero charge at all. And like, although automatically the account will auto-reactivate, but if you'll allow me, I can call you maybe 3 or 5 days before the auto-reactivation date, and then we can discuss where you are at with your other companies and see if we have to completely cancel your account by then. And with that temporary suspension, I can have your account on hold until March 5th next year.
Okay. So I appreciate that, and I'm grateful for the offer. What I'm going to do is I'm going to continue with my direction of a full cancellation for a couple reasons. One is that if we decide we're going to come back to Local Splash, I want to come back from scratch so that my checklist will be fully discussed and put into the plan of action from that day. I know it can be done after this suspension, but I don't want to have to worry about anything like that. I want to focus forward, you know, like I said, trim anything that seems excess, even though it's sitting off to the side, it's still there as excess. So let's go with the full termination of the account as is. If anything changes, I know exactly how I'm going to handle that, which leads me to another discussion. When I started with Local Splash, we started to implement Facebook advertising. And at that time, I paid a $500 advertising fee, which is basically held as trust to be charged against any of the Facebook ads that were being charged to me. And then it would be replenished, so it would be constantly at 500, and then also used probably towards Google to be sure we need to know directly. But I believe that we have funds in trust with Local Splash. So I would like to know what the amount of those funds held in trust are from that initial $500 Facebook campaign.
I'll have to check with the team on that one. Like, I haven't heard that we do that, but I'll check, okay? Give me just a second.
Okay. I can go back through our bank accounts and emails and pull that information if I have to, but I don't feel that I should have to because basically when this account was set up, there was a Facebook account for advertising, and the agreement was that it will cost you $500 that we will hold in trust to charge against for any commissions for Facebook advertising fees, which would be a percentage.
Sorry. But I see the $500 charge when you started, like 20 days after your initial start date. However, though, I see that it's labeled LSA, so it's the pay-per-lead campaign, and that's what I've heard of. There's like a trust fund where I've heard of, but not with Facebook ads.
Okay, so I could be wrong on that. I'm not going to say that I'm 100% correct. No. That's why I mentioned that it could be towards the LSA. So there would be a $500 account trust for LSA ads that should always have been maintained at $500 minus any monthly expenses that offset that. But Local Splash has been replenishing that $500 trust account for LSA ads because not only in addition to my monthly service fee with Local Splash, I have been also charged for advertising commission fees, which would be funding the trust account.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. Sir, I will have to check with Bonnie about that. I may have to get back to you, or she will. So it's either I or Bonnie will call you to discuss more about that. But if I can get the information from her, then I will call you back. It may take time since she's currently busy right now. So I'll call you back maybe within the next 2 hours, if that's okay with you.
Okay. And then about also, if you send an email mm-hmm. confirmation that we have canceled our service
yes.
and that no billing will be initiated towards the credit card on file.
I understand, sir. And again, I totally understand, and I respect your decision. So I'll go ahead and check with Bonnie regarding the trust fund, and then after that, I'll go ahead and call you back, and then from there, I'll completely close her account so I can send you the confirmation email. For now, I'll have to check if it's okay to close the account first or process whatever needs to be processed with regards to the trust fund or, again, whatever the status on that one. So let me check, and then I'll call you back within the next give me at least 2 or 3 hours, okay?
That sounds great. And Emma, I just want to let you know that I appreciate all the assistance that you have provided to us in the past. You know, I feel that you've been very timely about getting, you know, phone calls returned to us and, you know, taking care of situations. So I do want you to know that I do recognize that performance, and it's greatly appreciated.
Well, I appreciate your feedback, sir. And I'm hoping that in the future we'll get to work again, and I'm hoping that things will go well with the business. So,
thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes. Goodbye for now. And again, I'll call you back, okay? Just stay
safe.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you, Emma.
Bye-bye.
Bye.